jeans, put your denim on. High and tight, right? Like Jay Leno want them. And this'll be a warning. You don't like brown talk? Turn the sound off. Like now, dawg. Review and rate it. Updated weekly. Done smell, done burned and greasy. It's Christina P, main mommy T-Nuts. You need to wipe down to try and clean up. Know what I'm saying? Like FIFO, take a walk with me. This is your mom's house.
Honestly. Those were some really good raps.
Yep, this shit was tight. Garrett wow. Plummer.
Garrett, so talented.
So many of you are. And by the way, you guys continue to send in your many different forms of music, and we continue to love it. So highly encourage you to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always send in an email, your thought, your photo, your music, whatever
farts.
You want to send, your farts. Your mom's podcast at gmail.com. There's no house in the email. Your mom's podcast at gmail.com. We are celebrating Valentine's Day. We're in Chicago, Illinois, and we're doing the Chicago Improv in Schaumburg.
And enjoying tons of Asiago chicken.
Asiago chicken.
Order it. Order it with your Valentine. You're really going to like it.
Yes. We've been told that that the shows have been selling very well. So if you are in the area, please go ahead and get online to the Chicago Improv and get your tickets. We're doing two shows tonight, two tomorrow, and one on the Lord's most favorite day, Sunday. What else, Jeans? Where are you going next week?
Oh, okay. Your denim. Pull it up. After that, February 20th through 23rd, I'm at the Orlando Improv in Florida. And then February 27th through March 2nd, San Jose Improv. Sorry, I screwed that up. That's not right. I'm there that week, as usual. I know. I'm sorry. But I'm only there Friday and Saturday of that week, okay? So those shows are important. Saturday, I'm taping my one-hour special. There's fancy cameras. There's going to be, like, official stuff.
Now, you should be make clear.
Yeah.
This is not the you're not taping what's going to air, but this is, like, what you need people to come to, right?
Yeah, I need you guys to come and support me. So come to either Saturday show, Saturday night. I would prefer the 8 o'clock. I just like the early show. You know what I'm saying? It's more civilized.
Okay.
Come to the 8 o'clock okay. Saturday show. Okay, if you can, because I would really, really, really love that.
Okay.
March 6th through 9th, Denver Improv, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
And then, Jeans, do you want to say the next few things that we have going on together?
Why would you want me to do it?
Because I mess it up all the time.
Okay.
I just trust you over
all right, yes. We go.
Judgment.
We are going to do the podcast live in Brooklyn at the Bell House March 13th. We do a stand-up show March 14th in Brooklyn at the Knitting Factory. And we highly encourage you to get your tickets now online. There's a discount for the Knitting Factory. If you go to TomSegura.com, you see the March 14th date on their live shows. You can get a discount. March 15th, live in Columbus, Ohio at Woodlands Tavern. And March 20th, live podcast at Cobb's in San Francisco. If I can back it up a minute, I will be at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh. February 27th through March 1st. March 5th, I'm in doing a one-nighter in Port Angeles, Washington. I don't know if you've ever done this. I believe the show is almost sold out. Next door, Gastropub. And then I'm going with my good buddy, Andy Erickson.
What?
To the Tacoma Comedy Club, March 6th through the 8th. Hi, Andy.
Can I talk?
Oh, good.
Yes, you can talk.
Yay!
Yes. we're doing that together.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
You better show that type of enthusiasm.
I will.
I mean, I am enthusiastic 24/7, and I expect it to be reciprocated.
I'm normally so
So, yeah, that's the deal, man. We got all these live dates coming up, live shows, live podcasts.
Follow us Twitter, please, at Christina P, at Tom Segura.
And at?
Oh,
Andy Erickson.
Andy Erickson. Spell Erickson for them.
E-R-I-K-S-O-N, and Andy spelt like a boy.
A-N-D-Y.
A-N-D-Y.
Ernie Erickson.
Ernie?
Is that your name?
Ernie. Thank you for stopping by, Ernie.
Thanks, Ernie. Yeah, follow us on Twitter because things change a lot of times, and we usually go to Twitter before anything else happens.
Yep.
It's a really great way to stay in touch with your mommies, like, immediately.
There you go, man. And you guys know you've already responded in a big way, and we're very happy to announce that the Jeans Unit shirt is on fire. So thank you. It's a limited edition. This is not going to be something that's... you know, restocked all the time.
An evergreen shirt, if you will. It's a seasonal item.
It's a seasonal item. So if you want that Jeans Unit. Jeans.
How proud are you?
So excited.
Of that Jeans Unit sound bite that you
so
just did.
So excited. I love it.
Yeah, love it too. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
It's at yourmomshousepodcast.com. And yes, it's a very lovely shirt. So.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We have so much to get into.
Okay, all right.
Ernie is here. We're going to do our thing.
All right.
Let's start the show, yo.
To be honest, Facebook people and all my Facebook friends, I just wanted to do a video to let everybody know that I don't know why I suck dick and be like, to be honest, text me if you want your dick sucked. I don't know why I do that. It's just... I really don't know. Like, all my friends tell me to stop, but, like, whenever I try to stop, it's like I can't.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Ernie.
Someone's drunk already. Ernie's
loaded.
Here.
All Ernie, do you like how my husband plays the drums during that song?
Come on, Ernie. Do you like it?
Wait, I'm Ernie?
Yeah.
I love it.
Because Tom was like, Andy's coming over.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
A few seconds later, I'm like, wait, who is it? Is Ernie coming? When's Ernie coming?
Yeah.
Like, you have to call her.
So
that.
She mistakenly asked about Ernie a few times.
I don't
so
know why.
Then I go, you got to call her Ernie when she gets
I just, couldn't remember your name. Because Andy
it made me
Erickson.
Laugh so hard.
Because it's Andy Erickson, but the hybrid of Andy and Erickson is Ernie.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I have to get Ernie Erickson now on Twitter. So I can have that handle.
Yeah, you should.
Guys, let Ernie know how much you appreciate her on the show, please, on Twitter.
Hey, Tom, that was a really neat clip you opened our show with. Do you want to explain?
A girl posted, you know, you can post your own video that you want out there to your...
On the YouTubes?
She did it on the Facebooks.
Oh, okay.
She went and she posted a video of herself on the Facebooks and, you know, she had a message. Her message was, I don't know why... I can't stop sucking dicks. And I also post whoever wants their dick sucked, text me. And I just can't stop.
Wow. Ernie, have you ever had that problem?
No.
Here's a clip
me
of
me neither.
This is Ernie.
I thought it was a guy.
This is what, yeah, it is. What do you mean? You thought it was a guy?
The video.
No, it's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You sound
yeah.
like a dude. I
thought.
It
really?
Like a lady, I thought.
Oh.
Facebook people and all my Facebook friends.
Yeah, I hear a dude.
I just yeah. wanted to do a video.
Like a small boy.
No, God, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Jesus.
Like a 10-year-old.
I don't know why I suck dick and be like, to be honest, text me if you want your dick sucked. I don't know why I do that. It's just, I really don't know. Like, all my friends tell me to stop. But, like, whenever I try to stop, it's like I can't. And I'm tired of everybody on Facebook, and I'm just keeping it real. I'm tired of everybody on Facebook sitting there calling me a fucking hoe, a threat, and all every fucking name in the fucking book. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if I suck dick, that's on me. Like, y'all can't stop me.
Okay.
But I understand that it's...
I love standing up for you can't stop me.
Right. Haters, like, haters gonna hate. Yeah. I gotta suck a dick.
Yep.
Can't stop me.
Yeah, like if you, you do whatever I do, me.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
All right. Here's more of the dick sucker. She's really like you can. It's more. I think it's almost like she's asserting that like I'm in control of this. You know what I mean? Like right. This is my power. Right. Like when you know black people cross the street slowly.
Okay.
It's like I'm in charge.
I'm not sure about that analogy.
Is that not make? Is that? It's about asserting their power. All right, we'll go back to the clip.
Hurting my friends, my family, and all that. I understand that. I feel y'all about that, but that don't give y'all no right to comment on my shit and dog me out and shit.
I think it does
because I can comment on the shit, but I don't because I don't let shit bother me.
It does though.
So, it does a little. Yeah.
For all y'all people that keep commenting on my statuses and shit, common sense, stop. Because I'm not fucking replying. It's fucking old. It's petty shit. And if you want to fight me over that fucking shit, then it's up there. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I go to HA and I live down Broadmoor by the fucking mall. You want your round, then you can come get it behind the fucking mall. And I'm not tagging nobody in here because it's really nobody that I know. Nobody hasn't been telling me anything lately, so it's nothing about that right now. But I just wanted to make a video and let y'all know that I try to stop and stuff like that, but I can't, okay? It's me.
This is
you
my
can't
nightmare.
Make me stop.
This is my nightmare that you and I have a child one day. And we stumble across her Facebook video, and it's, I'm going to suck dick if I want to suck a dick. You can't tell me. And you're like,
no.
What are you doing?
That's the worst thing ever.
You're like, you failed.
Yeah, and that's, you are so foul.
Oh, my God, you guys are so disgusting.
You're really gross.
Oh, my
God. Here's just the end of it.
Sure.
Yeah, just, if this is your daughter, we're real sorry for you.
I want to stop. I'm going to do it by myself. And lately, I haven't been doing it that much. Yes, okay. I do it.
Sucking dicks.
Jesus. What
she's not talking about like going to the gym. I haven't been sucking dicks.
Right.
But I don't do it that much. Like, okay. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I did two people today. Like, I'm keeping it real. Like, I'm just being honest. I did two people, and... I'm done. I ain't doing it for another week or another month. I don't know when I'm going to do it and when I'm going to stop. I don't know. I'm 17 years old. I'm not fucking young. And 10 more weeks, I'm turning 18.
Okay.
I'm not worrying about this petty shit over fucking Facebook stupid shit. Yeah. Just everybody just needs to leave me alone and let me do me and y'all do y'all. And that's all I got to say. Thank y'all.
Okay.
Oh, that was nice. I like how she thanked you at the end of it. Like, thanks for listening. Like a
and
PSA.
She was like, I'll do me and y'all do y'all.
But she posted this on your page?
Yes.
Yes, because she's like, she's saying, I'll suck your dick. And I was like, hey, let me come over here and suck my dick.
What?
And then, no, she doesn't mind. And then,
oh, okay.
Different area code.
And then she was like, hey, you know, then she made that video. Ernie, that's not what happened.
Oh my God, I believed you.
You did?
Oh my God.
How could you think that?
Yeah,
I
Ernie.
Don't know. This stuff just makes me really uncomfortable.
What makes you uncomfortable? Sex chats? I can tell that with you. Sex stuff?
She's watching
the ballerina show, for God's sake.
When we worked together the first time, I kept taking her phone and putting like eight dicks in a girl's face or Hitler laughing at somebody, like all horrible things on her phone.
But Ernie, just know that that's normal.
Yeah, I know. I know that this is your podcast and you can do whatever you want. And I just came here to maybe... Just learn or
sure. You're here to learn. Well,
what were you hoping to learn about?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I have a list of questions.
No, you do have questions?
Kidding. No, I just wrote on my phone, don't be annoying.
Whoa, Ernie,
you're not annoying. We love you. So how did you feel when you worked with my husband? Is this the first time you worked with Ernie?
Yes.
And the
first time I asked for my feature gift.
Oh.
When she was like, I'm featuring this week, I was like, cool, did you bring a feature gift? And she was like, what's that? And I was like, typically when somebody features for someone for the first time, they give them a gift, like a camera or like an iPhone or something.
Right. And you kept showing me on your phone, oh, hey, look at this. And it was either going to be a weird wiener or or a picture of a gift you wanted.
Yeah, I was like, good, this is an espresso maker.
How much was it?
Like $800.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I was like, but
it's more
honor,
or less what you'd make in a week and 5 weeks of stand-up.
Yeah. It's like Japanese society. The honor is in you giving me this gift.
Right. Yeah.
And she was like, no one's ever asked for a feature gift. And I was like, welcome to the big leagues.
And then
I was supposed to bring a podcast gift.
Well, we're not. I mean, we already
I almost did too.
Look, you know what? When we do Tacoma in March, you can just take the Minneapolis week, the podcast, and that week and combine and make like a super gift. Yeah,
there you go. Okay. Now, how did you feel though? So you're getting to know my husband. I'm assuming I'm kind of not sure what this guy's about. Is he normal? Is he going to assault me?
Yeah.
In the green. Yeah, because he looks menacing. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming. And then so.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
So when do you see your first dick pic?
Oh, I still have. I saved it.
Okay.
Not to look at. When I'm alone or whatever, but it was I don't even know how it happened or why you did it, but it was this.
Will you show me first before you show her so I can see?
I'll show you. It's
welcome to my world.
I know that. Why wouldn't she? I feel like this is you show her stuff like this all the time.
It was a slow process.
Oh well, God, there's so many. I can't even look. So, oh God.
Here, let's see. Oh, I remember this. And Christina knows this one, too.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because I would try to send him one.
And I sent her that.
That's really menacing.
Oh, God.
So just so you guys know what I'm looking at. I don't like that one at all. I don't like those gaping shots.
Oh, God.
So the first one, it looked like Rick Ross sitting naked
with
on the bed.
With a gargantuan horse hog between his legs.
Second one. Oh, I love that one. That's an oldie but goodie.
Oh, my God.
A guy with his peener inside of a gas pipe. God, that guy's great.
The gas pipe one? Did I send that to you?
Did you send it to me?
He's wearing women's lingerie and he's got his peener in a gas pipe.
I remember I've sent it to you. Oh, God.
Oh, you did this one.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Oh my God! How dare you, Ernie?
Ernie,
that's my poster in a club, and she put a black peener up against
that's
it.
That's really, really clever, though. How clever is that?
How dare you?
The caption was, "Your wife's hot."
Yeah. And then I don't know who sent.
Wow.
Did you send me this?
Oh God! Let me see. I don't.
Oh, that's gay black dudes. Yes, I don't think that was me. I think that was from you, Tommy.
Yeah.
You put that on Twitter. I'm pretty sure. I don't like that.
No.
Woman with nipple clamps and ball gags.
That was you.
Ernie, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, how did it make you feel?
It was like, you know how you feel really scared sometimes? Because some people actually like this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then at your podcast, you told everyone I enjoy eating poop.
Yeah, remember when we were talking?
But no one knew it was me. Well, now they do.
Right, but when we did the last live one, we were
so
talking
funny.
About, there was something about shit fetish or something like that, right?
So, that German thing was so funny.
The German thing, yes.
I love that guy.
Yes. Yes, that's so funny.
And we're talking about that.
Sesty.
And then we talked about the video where the girl eats the guy's butt and then he shits.
Nun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, my friend Andy, because I knew she was there. I go, my friend Andy does that. But nobody knew who I was talking about. But now you know it's my friend Andy, a.k.a. Ernie.
Do you have the whole nipple clip?
Yeah.
Can I just hear that again? I feel like I need a refresher.
Yeah. Are you thirsty? I want to breastfeed you. Here on this
fake-ness. And watch how you suck me dry.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Look here. All for you.
All for you.
Mwah. Yes. Come on if you're thirsty. Yeah.
Mwah. Now this one. And have you seen this one? I got to show you this one afterwards.
I've never seen
it. You know what really menaces me about it is his European accent, because it kind of sounds like people I'm related to. Like, this guy could be in my family.
Yeah. It'd be awesome if he is. What if he reached out to you?
Very like, quite
I'm
easily.
Your uncle.
Are you thirsty, Christina?
I don't want to meet Tom so bad.
On his big naps.
Yeah, it's pretty... pretty intense.
Yeah. So, Ernie, how did you feel listening to the Nip Clip just now?
I thought it was, I just kind of, it was like art. You know, I just kind of look at it like art.
Yeah. So, did you think,
I agree. That's how
did you think I was disturbed then after I first did that to your phone? Were you like, whoa, what the fuck?
I felt like secretly think all guys are like that, but they, some, you're just not good at holding it in. Right.
So, all guys are just animals?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people feel that way. Do you feel that way?
A fair assessment. Yeah.
But I'm just not restraining.
I think you just like making people look at weird things. I don't know what that's about. You explain that. Why do you like that?
That's yeah, true. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
This whole podcast is about that.
It is. Oh, you're right. Yeah. It is about.
So this
awful.
Is an extension of my. You can tell that. That's
but I think Tom and I both enjoy the awful and the horrible.
Yeah.
But why do you like to see people's reactions?
I'll tell you why. I think it's rooted in this.
Yeah.
I like reactions because I like upsetting my mother.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like.
Yeah.
Showing her something or saying something that gets a horrible reaction out of her.
Yeah.
And this, it just manifests itself this way.
That makes sense.
You know what? I think I like mental illness a little bit because my mom's mentally ill and it gives me joy to make fun of the mentally a little bit.
Oh my God.
It's like a form of revenge. No, yeah. I'm serious. Like I, for some reason it's all.
Mentally ill is funny.
My mom lost.
Really?
Yeah. It tickles me in a way that nothing else does.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I have a bit of that as well.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to rot in hell.
I know, but you know.
Like what kind of mentally ill?
Well, my mom is a borderline and paranoid schizophrenic.
Okay, that's
so
scary.
And the irony is that she used to work for a psychiatrist when I was a little girl. And so I was always around crazy people in the waiting rooms when I would go to work with her. And I always, we would laugh at them. Like she'd be like, oh, so-and-so came in and she ate 2 spoonfuls of dirt today. And I just, as a little girl, that tickled me so much.
But the odd thing is that
I really enjoy it now.
It's interesting is that your mom's, you don't find really humor in your mom, right?
No, it's too painful. It's still too sad.
So it makes sense then that you try to find humor in something like her, but that isn't her.
It, absolutely. Yeah. It's a way to, I guess, transfer the awfulness. Of
right.
It.
Yeah.
There you go, Ernie.
There you go.
Look at that. So what tickles you? Like, I haven't seen your act, but I can only imagine. I bet you're kind of goofy and silly and sweet. That's my prediction.
Yeah, it's super clean. And I can't talk about like poop or farting, which is so, it doesn't make any sense. But I don't know why I've never been able to do that. But so like my boyfriend will have like a joke and I won't even laugh at it, even if I know it's fine. I'm like, nope.
You don't like poop? What don't you, you don't like the sounds
and
of it?
I know you guys love it. You guys love it so much. And
that's not true.
All my friends were like, you're not going to have fun. They're going to talk about poop the whole time. You're going to have to tell them a poop story, they said.
That's horrible.
And I was like,
which of your friends said that?
Who's they?
Well, my friend Tom McNaughton, like, they're not, no, he's a comedian, but my friend James, not a comedian. Just my friends who listen to your podcast are like, because they know how much I don't like poop
or sex.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95%
cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
But I do like being funny though. So I do get that it's fun to like be. So I do have a Twitter account that's like super separate where I'm just like racist and
what?
And I talk about wieners and stuff all the time. But
what?
It's like a secret.
Ernie, what?
Isn't that weird? But I don't want people to know it's me.
You have a secret Twitter account where you're racist?
I can just be fucking racist. And I can talk about whatever I want. Because I still know that stuff's funny, but I don't like people thinking.
So you do it jokingly? Like, are you doing a joke? Are you letting out your racist feelings? You're saying...
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I haven't really thought about it. I'm not racist. I just sometimes... Uh-oh.
But you like to make those blue jokes.
It's mostly blue. It's not mostly racist. It's mostly like...
And like sex jokes? Like stuff
sex
like that?
Sex jokes, yeah.
Really? And then you do it under an anonymous...
A secret...
Is it with a photo of somebody?
It's a photo of a fat woman who can't button her pants.
This is hysterical.
Why don't you think you could do this in your real act?
I just don't like being associated with like dirtiness. I like being fun and happy and no one's going to die.
Wow.
This is
deep,
I like
Ernie.
Being positive.
Okay.
But I do, I can tell your, I do, I started telling people, but as long as, well, it's, I can say what it is.
Yeah.
It's Marie's Fat Jeans. M-A-R-I-E-S, Fat Jeans. And it's because I started making fun of my friend. I call her fat all the time. She's not, but... And so I made an account where I just made fun of her for a while. So she didn't know it was me for like a year. I was like, oh, you're so fat. You should rub whale lotion on your nuts. And just like... super random. And then eventually I was like, this is great. I can just say whatever I want and people won't like go to my Twitter feed like if someone's
and
looking
see this.
And see it. No.
That's the Twitter handle?
Yeah, Marie's Fat Jeans.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Okay. Where?
Minnesota.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. So I'm going to guess Minnesota nice. I know that. Yeah. That's a saying. So yeah. Minnesotans are notoriously sweet and kind, and it's a nice culture.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, like growing up there, it's not. It's really frowned upon to be dirty. I think
They
encourage comedians to start clean and to work clean and all that. Okay, so I can see that. Is your family, are they very like straight laced?
Oh yeah, my mom is super funny, but she's like, I would never want to make her uncomfortable by showing her anything creepy.
Yeah,
because I really like my mom.
What do
you think of this show?
I don't know. My mom used to come to all my comedy shows. My mom and my grandma went to all the, because I couldn't drive. So for the first like 2 years, they were always in the audience until like midnight, like 6-7 shows a week.
Wait, you couldn't drive when you were like, because you were younger?
I still can't drive. Well, I can't. I have my license, but I cheated on the vision test.
What's going on? We got to address that because you live in LA now.
I know, and I don't drive.
So what happened? Why don't you drive?
Well, I got into a car accident when I was like 16 where I just went through a red light because I thought it was green. And I have terrible judgment too, where I'm just like, who cares? Bam, hit a car. And I was just, you know, I still drove after that. But then eventually I was like, I shouldn't be driving. Like, you know how you can't see things?
Okay. Wait, what do you mean? Wait, so you say you have terrible judgment. Do you mean logic?
Logic, yeah. I'll be with my boyfriend. I'm like, take a left here. Take a left here. And he'll be just like, there's cars coming. But I'm like, oh, but my GPS said take a left. I just would have gone.
Like, what?
What? I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I tried to remember the driving thing, and I go, I can't remember the details.
That mean not driving? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just scared. I have terrible vision.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But you are, is it vision where you're not allowed to drive, or you could?
Well, I can now. I lost the cornea in my eye, or the lens in my eye. So now that I don't have it, now I actually have better vision. Okay. But before I didn't, and I just haven't driven in years.
So now it's become
a thing. I haven't just
thing.
Learned, but I do want to learn again. If my friends have offered to teach me.
Are you going to?
Maybe. I mean, it's so expensive to afford a car.
Hold on a second. Do you not have a burning desire to be able to drive?
Freedom?
Yeah, the freedom of it.
I do love driving. I love sitting in my car at a gas station and just sitting in my car at a gas station eating food in the parking lot.
You're bringing up the food thing again.
I know. I love sitting and eating.
With...
That's why my boyfriend gets so mad. We'll just get home from grocery shopping. I'll be like, let's just sit in the car and eat. Before we get out, he's like, no, we have to go inside and eat. I'm like, let's just sit in here and eat.
So
it is the best.
That is the best.
I like to eat in the car. I do it. I leave like bags of nuts and stuff. Yeah.
You know what's good is to find the one, like if you go grocery shopping and they have you bag it up and you go like, just leave that on the side.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat that.
I just did that in our car. I ate chips and salsa. I just said
that's not an item that most people sit in the car.
I do it all the time.
Chips and salsa?
Because I get a real hankering for it. Yeah. And I'm like, I got to have it now. I can't wait until I get home.
Do you not feel at all handcuffed by like not driving on your own? Like let's say, you know, in LA right now, like something comes up, you have to arrange a ride.
Well, my boyfriend's unemployed, so I'm just going to keep him not employed for a while.
Very nice.
Good idea.
So
that
he can drive.
Healthy. It's a healthy
Very good
thing.
Relationship so yeah. far, yeah.
I know. So if he just never gets a job, he can just drive me wherever I want.
What?
That sounds like a really healthy plan. So, okay, so how long have you guys been in LA now?
A month.
So he's unemployed and you're not driving.
He's a mechanical engineer.
Smart.
Yeah. He's looking and he wants a job too, but he also just likes, he's been working for so long. He's like, he just wants to relax.
Sure.
He does comedy too and has like a podcast and stuff.
What? He does comedy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's doing comedy for maybe a year or two.
Stand up?
Mm-hmm. What other comedy? God.
I don't know. Sketch or, you know, improv
or
something.
We do that too. We did a poop joke movie. Well, it was going to be a poop joke. Poop joke sketch.
Yeah.
But in the end, I changed it into lugeing instead of pooping.
Oh, okay. I can see the connection.
If he gets a gig, though, let's say mechanical engineering, you have to be able to drive.
Yeah, well, then I'll just probably take the bus.
So you don't want to drive.
Bad idea.
I do want to drive, but I'm so scared.
What are you scared of?
Yeah, let's go through this.
Do you want me to tell you the truth?
Yes.
Please, God.
Oh, God. My dad died in a car accident a few years ago, too, and it's just so scary because it's like the chances of you dying on accident without like being like a drug overdose or whatever or is driving.
Yeah.
So wait, is that's the main thing then?
Yeah.
Kind of. Let's say you get in a car wreck when you're 16.
Yeah. That was scary.
First.
And I still drove after that.
Right.
And I was like, fine. And then when my dad died, it was just like, that was two and a half years ago. It's very recent. Yeah. And I was just like, you're just driving so fast and anything can happen at any time. You have to like,
mm-hmm.
And it's not,
you shouldn't do this on your own.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just like pop.
Start driving.
No, I think you need to like work it out, but I don't think you should work it out on your own. I think you should work it out with somebody.
Someone you
That's
trust.
That's the key.
Because here's the thing, you know, you can get killed anytime.
That's true. But I read, right after my dad died, I researched, how to build a time machine. Mm-hmm. So I researched that for like hardcore. I was studying physics. I was studying chemistry. And I studied that for a long time. I was having dreams about it. And I was like, this is going to happen. And then I started studying probability. And I read tons of books about probability and space time and all that. And I just was reading like on probability. And there was just statistics with driving with like probability of driving.
Right.
How people think, yes, you can die.
Yes.
You can totally die anyway. But driving is one of the ones where it actually is more risky, but it's not that risky. It's not that risky.
Yeah, there's tens of thousands of accidents and deaths every day, you know, around the world. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, are you going to go through life just with that guy?
Well, and also, look, we all take calculated risks. I got a real phobia of street meats and eating outside of my home. I don't like getting food poisoning. I don't like vomiting. Oh, yeah. Okay. But then I go, you know what? Sometimes the joy of eating
is worth
a street dog every now and then. Like, totally. You got to. And so it is kind of a cost benefit analysis of you get the freedom to go wherever you want, whenever you want. But yeah, there's always going to be a risk.
I think I could. I really think I could drive again.
You can.
I think you should.
You definitely can.
I think you should, Andy.
No, but we say this out of just...
maybe if I wasn't so poor, I would consider it. I just can't afford it.
Well, you guys have one car now between the two of you. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Now's the time to learn. And listen, your boyfriend's got plenty of free time, it sounds like. Is he a patient man?
I think so.
I mean, maybe just go to a parking lot and start off slow.
Oh my! I have driven before. My friend's car was parked and it was going to get towed, and I drove it around the corner.
I meant for you to put your cup on that.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God! That makes him so crazy. He gets mad at me so hard. I'm afraid. I'm terrified to take a drink.
Who puts that? Okay. Oh, here's some post-it notes with math on it. Why was I supposed to know to put my cup on?
Oh my God! You just really ruined it.
We can start over.
No, seriously though, you should really just consider maybe just doing donuts in the parking lot. You know what I mean? Slow ones.
It's so funny to me how every person I've ever told I can't drive, they can't get it out of their head that I can't.
Yes,
because they
can't imagine their own lives. I think without.
But it's for more than one reason.
Yeah.
It's like it. Honestly, you'll be. I think you know you have more freedom that way. Mm. I think you'll be happier with the freedom. Mm-hmm. He'll have more freedom. He will.
Yeah.
Right? It's nice for him.
He wouldn't have to be out in the street right now.
Yeah.
He could be at home.
Yeah.
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 How about that?
Right. And that's on you. Don't put that on me.
I'm not putting it on.
But also, too, it is a thing, you know, it's obviously attached to some very sad event in your life.
But that's the part. That's the part
that needs healing,
the
maybe.
Healing,
And then you can go forward. Do you see anybody? Do you go to a therapist or anything?
I did, but she was religious. So I was just the entire time she just would like, part of the solution was God being in my life.
Oh, my God. Well, let's get at it. I mean, okay.
So I need to see another one.
Can we put you in touch with somebody? Yeah. Seriously.
And they're cheap. They're on a sliding scale. So there's no reason.
We're going to put you in touch with somebody.
Yeah. That's,
for real.
That is
put
devastating.
Put me in touch and then I'll drive you guys around.
Oh, I'd love that. You know, because look, if you're Woody Allen or Howard Stern, you don't have to drive if you live in New York City. But L.A., you know.
Just those two guys?
That I know of. I know of them. Like, they're notorious non-drivers, those
That's
two.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, New Yorkers, right?
Yeah, I mean, most New Yorkers can get away with it, right? But here in L.A., it is a necessity.
Yeah.
And listen, you don't want to ride the bus, man. I mean, I grew up here, and if you don't like sex, forget it, because you're going to see so many guys masturbating on buses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was sitting on a bus in Minneapolis, and I was on the inside seat, and a guy was jerking off underneath a newspaper next to me.
Well,
and
right next to you?
Right exactly next to me.
Sure.
And he was, like, looking over at me, and at first I was like, oh, this guy's rubbing his leg. And then he looked up and made me look at it. I looked over and went, like,
no.
It was so... I didn't know what to do. I was like, do I tell someone? But I just got off the bus and walked a mile.
Oh,
That's the thrill.
That was so scary.
They want you to get scared. You know what you should do? Because they're getting off on your being horrified. What you should do is laugh.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Oh,
if you point and go, oh my God, look at that one. And then that ruins their buzz.
If there's
that's
one thing
a good idea.
My wife has experience with, it's dicks.
Jerking off dicks.
Lots of dicks.
I've been jerked off in front of them many times. Yeah. Homeless guys on buses
God.
For pay.
Yep.
Facebooks.
Yep.
Homeless.
Oh my God, it's fucking huge.
Yep. You've been there a lot.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you lived in Minnesota. Anywhere else in your life?
just Minnesota.
Oh, we didn't tell her why we were talking about this. Why we have the no guest policy?
Yeah, let's discuss.
Yes,
that, shall
we? You deserve an explanation. I wasn't going to text it to you. We've had guests of our show. We invite someone to come on, usually a comedian, and they bring somebody with them, and it has always been a huge
hindrance
in the show.
It fucks
the person who we're trying to focus on starts focusing on the person they brought. Sometimes the people try to sit in the room and then they try to talk. They don't have a mic. The whole thing just is not conducive to making the show go well. And then they're in the other room and then they're listening about, like, you know, the people sometimes feel like, oh, I don't know if I can say this in front with the person there.
Oh,
so
that's
we got a zero.
Oh my God. Someone brings a spouse. The spouse is silently judging.
Yeah. And they go ask them something. They go like,
I say that? I don't have permission.
Yeah, yeah.
And this way, it's a nice bubble. Totally. It's just,
but this is why we wanted to tell you why.
No, it's not personal.
I'm glad that he's not in here too.
Fuck that guy. Okay. How long have you been with that guy?
4.5 years.
Aren't you guys financiers now?
Yeah, he engaged me on the day before we moved here.
Oh.
And he gave me the ring, and then we moved out here, and now I don't know. I asked for like a second engagement ring.
Okay,
excuse me. Excuse me, considerate. What'd you do?
Is that weird?
No, I don't know. That sounds. Tell us that your logic.
Well, I want one for when I'm on stage, and one for when I'm at like a fancy thing.
So
I want one that doesn't look expensive.
Let me see.
It's really not, but it's dime. It's not expensive. I can't imagine.
That's gorgeous. He did a nice. It's like
cute.
Classical.
It kind of
looks
like the snitch in Harry Potter.
I like the
wings.
That's lovely.
Yeah. I like it, but I want one that's like $30 that I can just like, who cares if I lose it, right?
Really?
That's interesting. So you're afraid.
I lose things all the time.
So do I. Look, I don't have much jewelry around because I'm terrified. But the thing is that you deserve to have a nice engagement ring.
I want a nice one, and then I want.
You have the nice one. We should make that clear.
Yeah,
you're
this
not like
nice.
This is bullshit. Give me a nice one.
That would be oh God.
You're like, wow, fucking Ernie's a real asshole.
Yeah, but Ernie, I think you deserve to have a nice ring all the time. Even if you were to lose that, don't you think he wouldn't? You know, if you lost it, he would replace it with a nice one.
Yeah, I think Bert would.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Bert.
Little Bert.
Gosh. Well, congratulations. That's so cute. And did he do something special?
He was so nervous about it that he didn't do it. He was planning. He was like, I planned so many special things, but he just was too nervous and excited. So he just put it on my finger when I was sleeping.
What?
And then I woke. He was like, wake up. And then I was like, oh, he's like, so. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, oh, yeah. Do you want to get married? I was like, yeah. So it was cute.
You guys are wacky.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
Christ.
But so it was cute. But but he was like, I just didn't want to wait. And
this is for you because you guys are newly engaged. Congratulations, Andy Eric.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That was for Andy.
That was so sweet.
Thank you.
And Alex, right?
And Alex, yeah.
That's his name.
Ernie
He's thinking of changing his name, though.
To
what do you mean?
Because there's two more Alex Steins to do comedy that he's already seen on bills for shows.
Huh.
So what is he doing? He's changing it up?
He wants me to be Campbell Stein or Alex Campbell. Well, his middle name's Campbell.
How about Alex the mechanical engineer?
Yeah.
That might be a better future for that guy.
Doctor.
When did he started doing it a year ago? Because he's been around it a lot. See,
he loves comedy.
That's
he
great.
He came to a few of your shows, too.
Oh, back in Mini, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys were at the live podcast in Pasadena.
Yeah.
When I worked as an immigration paralegal, I brought over many mechanical engineers from India. Very competitive and very specialized knowledge, by the way.
Oh,
that's a pretty sweet gig, and they make decent scratch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if you shouldn't piss that away for a career in stand-up. Oh, my God.
So he's going for it, though? He wants to do stand-up now.
Yeah, yeah. He stand-up or
you support
comedy or
this,
acting.
Ernie.
Oh, or acting.
Geez, totally.
Ernie. Oh, Ernie.
Why are you being negative Nelly about this?
Because here's why. Mechanical engineer, he's so smart.
Yeah,
they make so much good money, mm-hmm. and there's pretty great job security.
But he doesn't
want to
do
it. That. I know.
But why aren't you telling him?
Because I look back at my life and I'm like, ah, fuck your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go with what's easy and is going to be consistent.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
There you go. Could you pass along this advice?
Yes.
How old is he?
He's 27.
Oh, yeah. No, it's too late. You got to tell him to fucking go back to mechanical engineering.
Practically dead.
Come on.
Retirement age.
Oh, man. No. I feel like he could if he want. He could do both. Probably.
You can, yeah. You could do spots at night and then mechanical engineer all day. There you go.
That sounds like a fun life.
And then on weekends.
Yeah, that's really nice.
He knows how to fix our old arcade machines.
No,
so
he
that's
cool.
Learn how, or he should do that. And
that's fantastic. Yeah, like, I don't. Here's how dumb I am. I don't even know. Like, what did he do when he had his last mechanical engineering job? That sounds just so beyond my capabilities.
He did mostly working with air filters and testing them inside, like, vehicles to make, or, like, big rig, like, vehicles.
No, I can do that. Yeah, no, I know what that is. Was he like, I put the air filter. Now, this one doesn't work.
All the way.
This one does work. All right. Like that? That's a good one.
It's just like with jokes. That one didn't work. This one didn't work. Yeah. Okay, do this one.
Yeah. Well, you're so sweet. You're very supportive. That's very nice. You should marry somebody.
I think
you
that's
support.
Good.
It's unique that the person, the partner, is getting into stand-up after the other one had done. That's
a
lot
that
of times it's
weird.
They were already
both
did stand-up.
Doing it.
Yes.
And a lot of times it's mostly, well, like the guy does stand-up and the girl's the one with like the stable job.
Exactly.
Like that.
Now, how long have you been doing it now?
6 years.
So you were at like 5 years when he started.
Yeah.
And were you encouraging to him or were you like...
Totally.
You were.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The only thing that kind of... And maybe you guys know this too, when like you'll both be like joking about something, like who gets the joke?
All right.
And also sucks around his family. His family's hilarious and his dad will say something funny and I'll be like... He won't even acknowledge that that's a joke. And I'm like, premise. I'm like, oh, I have to give it to him. It's his dad, right?
No, but the good thing is eventually you'll develop your voice so much that it won't... You know what I mean?
First like, of all, really I think if it's a really good joke... You should be like, look, man, you don't have the tools for that. You can't handle
it. Yeah, for sure. You've got the seniority.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, you're fucking 5-year vet, 6 years vet. You're like,
open mic style. Come on.
This is a little too much for you, I think, right now. I would say it like that.
Yeah. Well, we've done shows where the girlfriend does the boyfriend's joke. Take my wife instead, where you swap, so we totally do.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Where was that?
In Minneapolis, there's a show.
You swap jokes?
Just for one show. Everyone does it. Comedians and
themselves
do it.
So how's his stand-up going? Well,
it's going good. He's really funny. He's just like smart one-liners and stuff like that, and he's really silly. And he's still trying to find his voice, and he has this really cool German character, too.
Look at you guys.
Sweet.
You little wacky kids.
We're just like you guys. Except the clean
Except
version.
Except without the boobs.
A clean version. What do you think of this?
Boobs,
tell me what about this stands out to you, okay?
Okay.
Just listen closely.
Marijuana. In Vietnam, I started with that, and then I started to use opiates back when I got home, morphine, and then that turned into heroin. And I soon had to find myself with a habit.
Would turn into what?
Heron, it's a bird.
Heron.
Oh, whoa. Blue band.
Heron.
You've said it like that before as a joke, right?
Yes.
Heron.
It worked its way up to
Heron.
Does that sound right to you?
That's a proper pronunciation.
It is?
Heron.
When I got home, morphine, and then that turned into Heron.
That's not how you say it.
I don't think
Why do you change it to Heron?
I don't know. Is that a common way of slanging it? Like, is that a common pronunciation?
I've heard Nas say it.
Interesting. So a particular community, a segment of the community
and
of
I saw
the world
this,
says that.
I saw this man, and he's from that community. Mary's fat jeans might know what I'm talking about.
Singing the song, you say heroin, I say heroin. Tomato.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Heroin. Marijuana.
You say tomato, I say tomato. You say heroin because you're black.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Whoa.
We didn't say that.
Yeah. man.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. I like how he does like the Reagan chain of command too. It's like, well, first it was just marijuana.
It's the gateway drug, yeah. buddy. Gateway drug, pal. Mm.
Do you think your dad's ever tried heroin?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I had when the guys found marijuana in Vietnam. I had my platoon piss all over it. He yeah. said, that's what I think of marijuana.
Ernie, do you smoke marijuana? I bet sometimes. A lot. Yeah. Like every day? Do,
no,
do you heroin?
I get stuck when I do it. Like my hand will get stuck in a bag of chips or I'll get stuck.
Are we talking about food again?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, chips. A bag of poker chips. just get like oh. Or we'll be playing Settlers of Catan. Do you guys know that game?
No.
It's the coolest game in the whole world.
What?
Which Settlers of Catan, it's made in Germany, so that guy would like it. And you play, it's kind of like Risk.
I like Risk. Yeah. I like Risk.
And we were all like, hi, we are all of us. There's at least three. And we were playing, but we didn't know whose turn it was for a long time. Isn't that so funny?
It does sound like a lot of... Yeah. That's the one part I don't like about pot is the crippling confusion when yeah. you're trying to do stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like being confused.
Crippling.
Yep. Yeah. I like to watch movies, and I like to eat a lot. Those are my two favorite things in life.
Hmm.
You know, I'm reading that 4-Hour Work Week book.
And cool.
Have you read that?
I've thought about it.
Yeah, it's quite good. And yeah. he's like, his whole premise is like, you should take these mini retirements. Like, just take 2 months off and go learn to samba dance cool. in Brazil. Or maybe go tango dancing. And my whole thing, I realized, like, if I took that time down, I would just want to do nothing. I don't really want to do shit. Like, I feel like I've done enough. I've lived 37 years. I've done a lot already. Like, my whole goal is really just to lay on the couch. And not in a depressing way. Like, I just yeah. like to chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
So do you like being
like, I want to retire now.
But, like, on the road, don't you get lots of time to just hang out?
Sometimes, yeah. If you don't have to do a lot of press yeah. or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I never thought press would suck so much. If I had known how much I'd hate press.
That's the worst.
I might rethink this whole thing.
We just got lucky. Ours got canceled for Chicago.
Yeah. Thank God. We had, like, five things. God damn it. And they're like all canceled. And I was like, yes. it all feels like a waste. That the thing is, it never, here's my theory on press. If it's somebody who the public already knows, then press is simply an advertisement for the thing. So then they go, oh, the person who I know is here, the TV guy, the movie guy. If you're not, if they don't know who you are,
yeah.
even if you're, if you kill, you kill on radio,
yeah.
you kill on a morning TV show, they still go like, that guy was funny or that girl was funny. And then they're not like, I got to go see them. Mm. I've done press 100 times. I've had really good times doing press where, you know, after the show, a couple people were like, I saw you on press. And you're like, so all that shit was for like a few tickets. And then the podcast,
it's the worst, dude.
It is like 100 times more effective
yeah. right.
to getting people to the show. And, you know, and it's people who already know, it's so much better.
My favorite is the morning, the local morning TV people.
Oh, yeah, like the Good Morning Chicago.
God damn it. And they're always like, tell us about Afghanistan. Yeah. You're like, well, I saw burning bodies and
yeah.
people stepped on IEDs.
I tried to get one to ask me about my jeans one time.
yeah,
this girl,
I remember that,
and
yeah.
I go, just ask me about my jeans. And she was like, what? I go, just ask me, like, how tight I wear my jeans. And
oh, God.
She was like, all right. And then when she walked in the stick, she's like, welcome back to the segment. Now, you said you went shopping. And I was like, what? She goes, didn't you just say you went shopping? And I was like,
nope.
And I just left her. Like, she was like,
awesome.
So you're going to be doing shows tonight right, and blah, blah, blah.
Just
get
to the point.
Yep.
Well, I always say, too, like, who the fuck, if you're watching some nerdy-ass morning show,
yeah.
chances are you're not going to the comedy
no,
show that
you're
night.
You're awake in the morning.
So, yeah, I am tempted. I so want to do this on the next one I do is be like, look, anybody that's seen me on this morning TV show, if you come to my show this weekend, I will personally blow you. Come up to me and tell me you saw me on Good Morning Iowa, and I will fucking give you a blowjob. Just
not,
like that lady at the beginning of our 100% show.
100% on board with this idea.
Why?
I just don't
you
feel like...
You want to sell tickets, don't you?
I'll tell you why.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries. Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing. There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Chicago, we're coming.
Ernie likes that. Her alter ego would like
that's
that.
Chicago's own right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he from Chi-Town? I forgot about that.
Bo?
Barrick?
Barrick? Barrick? I mean, he's from Hawaii, but I think he claims Chicago.
Yeah,
now.
I thought Hawaii. So,
what's up, Barrett?
Ernie, have you ever dated a black man?
No. My boyfriend thought I did once because there's pictures of me next to a black guy in my old Facebook pictures.
Okay.
Next to one. And he was like, what's this? We're breaking up?
Yeah. Well, when before, no, but we started dating and then he looked back through my history.
Really?
I was like, there's a ton of pictures of you like hanging out with this black guy. Like a lot of them. Because we were on vacation together. Like a five of comedians all were. And there's just tons of pictures. And so he's like, did you ever date a black guy? And I had to be like, what? No.
And what, did he press you on it?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was like, you can tell me.
Is that what he sounded like?
That's what my boyfriend sounds like.
Okay.
That's a white guy. Can you believe that?
Yeah, because anyone can do it, whatever they set their mind to.
That's true.
That's whatever very true.
What a great way of looking at that.
I believe everything. I just, everything's possible.
Great.
You guys are like, this is too positive.
You are positive.
No, I'm positive energy. No, yeah. I do positive affirmations.
Oh, yeah, meditation and stuff.
I love meditation. I love... Oh, there's my dog. Yeah, can you hear me? Can't get poop. No, I love positive energy. Hi, Poopy. So that's cute. So this is your first marriage?
It will be.
How old are you, by the way?
26. 27!
Oh, my gosh. You're
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, is it today?
It was on last week.
Oh, happy Smurf Day.
Thank you. So
because you texted me, we were going to do it last week. You're like, hey, my birthday.
And you were like, wait, you said, hey, do you want to do the podcast next week? And I was like, yes, that week is my birthday and the Olympics start. And you're like, I didn't need to know that extra stuff.
Did you watch the Olympics?
Every day. Now I'm missing it.
Uh-oh. Do you record DVR?
It? I don't have a DVR, TiVo? But they replay it again at 2 a.m. So I watch it
again. So you're going to stay up and watch that?
Oh, yeah. I stay up till 4. I watch it twice. I watch it when it comes on at 7, and then I watch it again when it comes on at 2 in case I missed anything. And then it's so good. And guys, pink eye is my favorite day in the whole world. Have you guys seen any of it?
The pink pictures? Eye? Yes, I've seen the photographs of him.
Bob Costas?
Bob Costas. It's so fun. I look at him and I just smile because I'm like, this is like, you must be so sad right now that your face looks like that. Like, imagine if you were like, oh, I have to record a TV special. Oh, I have pink eye, but I have to do it anyways. Like, how sad would you be? And it's like the whole world, like 3 billion people watch the inaugural address. That's different.
That's definitely not it.
Yeah, it's different.
The opening ceremony?
Opening ceremony. When I start talking, I don't censor myself. I just say what comes out.
So wait a minute. You watch it when it first airs, and then again,
and I watch it again at
2 a.m. And then again...
The next day it starts again at 3 p.m. Coverage starts again.
Okay.
Without cable.
Have you heard of Asperger's syndrome?
I love Asperger's syndrome. You know what I do? Whenever I tell jokes, I have a premise. I go, pretend you have Asperger's and write this joke. So you have to look at it like...
Okay, see?
And you have to be...
Is that your Michael J. Fox right there? What are you doing? Oh, my God.
You know? You have to love it.
You lost yourself in it. Like, I really believed it. I believed it. This is just for Annie. Come on, Annie. Let's do it.
Which is Mike Singletary?
There we're playing Which is Mike Singletary. You're going to hear two clips. You tell us which is Mike Singletary. Let's go.
We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
That was clip number one.
Okay.
I want to say this. Number one is I apologize for the start.
What do you got?
Who is it?
Which is Mike Singletary?
Please don't play the clips again. was it? What do you think?
Hmm.
No, this is all you. This is your game.
It's your world.
What do I win? Can I have that candle?
This Reese cup that I have taken a bite out of.
Thank you.
There you go. There's the prize.
Yay!
Well, you have to play.
What if I just didn't guess?
That's terrible.
Come on, you have to guess.
Really?
You're ruining the spirit.
Come on, Ernie.
Okay.
Come on, Ernie.
The first one.
Andy.
Don't play it again.
They're both Mike Singletary.
Yeah!
Is Mike Singletary.
All right. All right. We gotta go.
I have one thing I wanted to do.
Please.
Okay, I have a joke I've never tried.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Go.
Okay, so
I muted your mic.
I was like, oh, it sounds better now.
Okay. Go. Hey, wait. For real. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know. I just wanted to. I didn't get to try this joke on stage yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's funny or not, but I thought maybe you guys could let me know and we could work on it and you could tell me what I should do. It's a one-liner. Okay. So, did you guys see? I was going to segue when we talk about Bob Segue.
Okay.
I mean, Bob Costas. Bob Segue. Bob Costas, really. Okay, did you guys see Bob Costas' eye? How do you think Bob Costas got pink eye? Did Vladimir Putin his eye?
Hey, that is a good joke.
It's very.
You brought that to your mom's house. That was perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
I figured it had poop in it, kind of poot.
That was perfect.
That was really good.
That was a really good joke.
I really enjoyed it.
What's your favorite category in the Olympics or sport?
I like moguls.
Moguls.
Because that's the last one I saw, so it's my favorite.
What do you mean?
What?
That's the last one I saw, watched. So that.
Sorry, the Olympics?
They're all my favorite.
The event?
Every event. Curling.
What's the mogul event?
That's when you jump over big bumps, but like you're skiing and you go bump, bump, bump. And then
It's skiing. Oh, yeah. I don't even know.
I hate all of them.
My gosh. Snowboarding too, half pipe.
That's pretty cool stuff.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it was really sad.
Yeah. Yep.
I like the figure skating. I like the couples. I like the gay men that aren't gay. Well, there's that cute little Japanese guy who had like the flames on his uniform, remember? And the feathers. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this guy's totally good.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah. We hope if you're like Andy, like Ernie, that you are into the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm not personally into it.
We need to ruin it for her. She's positive energy. She's eating the chocolate that I bit into a week ago.
Winter Olympics. You know what?
I really bit into that a week ago. It's been sitting here a week. Yeah. It's okay.
We have more snacks. You want some snacks?
Yeah.
So much candy for you. We have Halloween candy left over.
Are you homeless right now? Do you live?
I live in a car I can't drive.
That's right. We're going to be having fun in Tacoma. Make sure you come see us. Jeans, we're in Chicago tonight for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, make love to your best friend. Oh.
Holy dog shit. I didn't even bring this up.
What?
The Valentines that were made by Megan and Megan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Those
I showed
adorable.
Them to my husband. Yes. I got them in Kansas City.
And you posted a few of them on Instagram, right?
Yeah, so ridiculous. These girls made, like, handmade Valentines for us.
Girls, those were really amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really, really from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. So ridiculous.
Yes.
Thank you
for the Valentine's cards.
Yeah.
There's one that with Webster. Like, there's only
there's
one mommy.
Webster. There was It's the Dog's Tits with Theo.
It's fucking awesome.
Let me make sure they're Megan's. Hold on.
Okay.
Can I tell them what I saw when I first got here?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know which house it was, and I looked into the sliding glass mirror.
Yeah, it's Megan and Megan.
And there were two people making out, and I was like, oh, no. Is this the house? Because I didn't want to, like, knock, and people be like, hey, we're trying to make out here. Why are you watching us? So I just walked away. But then I came back again, and then they were still making out, and then I walked away for a little bit. And then they were like, Andy, what are you doing out there? So I think they saw me.
You're a peeping Ernie. That's what.
Yeah.
So they're, if you guys, listeners didn't know, but they're adorable, and they kiss each other too much. They kiss. They're kissing right now.
Thank you.
No. I love my husband. He doesn't love me as much, but I love him.
Oh, bullshit.
And I kiss his smelly cheese beard every day.
Oh.
Sometimes it smells like pizza a lot.
No, it does not smell like pizza.
It does
a lot. I don't eat pizza. I haven't had pizza.
Just smell the beard on your way out and tell me what
Andy,
you
have to smell my beard.
No.
Smell his beard.
No.
Just smell his beard.
Is this happening?
Will you smell my fingers?
No. Oh, God.
That's really profane.
Okay. We got to go. Ernie. We love you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Andy Erickson.
So
thank you.
Fun.
I loved your pooch. Butthole. Why do my ice cubes smell like a butthole? The smell. It was like really powerful. Butthole.
90% of the time, it's something that's actually kept in the freezer. It's gone bad.
Butthole. But we don't eat anything that smells like buttholes.